Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm gone for 1 week, and you guys decide to blow up the planet. 1 week. Was Kobe Bryant murdered by the Illuminati? Was Kobe Bryant murdered by the Illuminati, and the Illuminati used a Comedy Central cartoon to warn us of the coming tragedy? Did that happen? Is a virus about to tear humanity apart? At the very best, killing all of us. At the very worst, turning us into zombies. And then, both of those stories are quite tragic, but in probably the most bizarre turn in Dead Rabbit Radio history, Hans Wormhat, a man, a friend of the show, a man we have covered multiple times, a man who believes that platypuses are actually CGI, that all monkeys are either humans in suits or hand puppets, a man who believes that all, except for a few, except for him, a few others, that all men are women and all women are men. Hans Wormhat actually got his most insane conspiracy theory kind of proven in court. What happened this week, guys? What did you do? We'll explore all of that on this extra special current events episode of Dead Rabbit Radio. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Dead Rabbit Radio. I'm your host, Jason Carpenter. I'm having a great day. I hope you guys are having a great day too. We got a lot of stuff to cover, so we're going to jump right into it. We're really going to get going with this. Now, the first story we're going to talk about here is the story of Kobe Bryant. Now, if you have been living under a rock, if you've said, you know what, Jason's not putting out any new episodes this week, I'm not going to interact with any humans whatsoever until I hear Jason's sweet, sweet voice. Well, it's back, and you can come out of that rock to download this podcast. And let me tell you what happened to Kobe Bryant, because apparently you're like, wait, yawning. You're like, oh, man. I wonder what Kobe Bryant's up to. That's the first thing you think of. Well, he's dead. I'm not trying to make light of it, even though I kind of chuckled. It's tragic. It's absolutely tragic. He's passed away. A bunch of kids died. You're like, Jesus, Jason, you could have let me get a little stretch, and I didn't know any of this. It was terrible. I remember one day, my mom came to, like, I was, when I first moved up to Hood River, I was staying with my mom and my aunt. And because I was trying, and I was like getting everything organized, like getting a place and stuff like that. And my mom comes downstairs and I go, oh, dude, did you hear? Some dude walked into an elementary school and shot like a bunch of kids. And she's like, what? And I was like, yeah, did you not? It's like she was wearing her pajamas and she was coming down to get her morning coffee. And I was like, oh, dude, I think she woke up late that day. That's not the point of when she woke up. The point is, I have a tendency to deliver bad news as casual conversation. So, Kobe Bryant and his daughter and some other young girls died. They're on their way to play in a youth girls basketball team. There was another basketball coach on the helicopter. It was a big helicopter. Pilot. There's a total of 9 people who died in this crash. They died flying through the fog. Horrible tragedy. So, of course, horrible tragedy, famous person. Within minutes, conspiracy theories started. Let's get into this Kobe Bryant thing. Most likely what happened, helicopter crashed. Well, obviously that happened, but most likely it was an accident. But I kind of want to I like going into this stuff and looking at why the conspiracy theories start, why they become popular, and we're also going to do this. We're going to look at these and we're going to offer our own conspiracy theories. Not because I think they're true, because I like seeing how the pudding is made. Is that a phrase? I like seeing it's just milk curdling, put a little chocolate in it. I like seeing, there you go, you know how pudding's made. I like to see how this stuff works. So conspiracy theories start off immediately. One of the big things, of course, whenever this type of stuff happens, it's the media making mistakes fuels the conspiracy theory. Up until recently, if you typed into Google, and this is true, this was reported by USA Today, bastion of all media, have to accept what they say because it's today. USA Today reports, if you typed in when did Kobe Bryant die, Google lists January 26, 2020, which is the exact day he died, but they list it January 26, 2020, date of assassination. So that's creepy. Now, they blamed it on Wikipedia. They said, we're pulling the information from Wikipedia, and Wikipedia says, you didn't get it from us. Glitch? So that's a legit, I think I will put my cards on the table. I think Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter accident. Now, I know some of you guys are full 10 toes deep into the Illuminati stuff, but I'm just getting out there. I think it was, they were flying through fog, every other helicopter was grounded, this helicopter got special permission, and it crashed. And that's why the other helicopters were grounded. If I was the Illuminati and I wanted to assassinate somebody, I would do it super publicly. I'd have Kobe Bryant ready to make a shot, and then he has a heart attack. And then you don't mess with the Illuminati, because you might suffer from the leading cause of death in the United States. But there's also the whole thing, the predictive programming, because you knew it. You knew this was going to happen. Apparently in 2012, there was a cartoon on Comedy Central that nobody remembers, that these little fat kids, not South Park, and in the cartoon, a helicopter crashed. Let me rephrase this. In the YouTube clip being sent around the internet, a helicopter crashes in front of these three kids. Kobe Bryant is in the helicopter and he pops out holding two awards. I don't know what they are. He goes, help me, I'm about to die in a helicopter explosion. They're like, give us the awards. And he goes, what? Helicopter blows up. Predictive programming. The Illuminati predicted Kobe Bryant would die back in 2012. They predicted he would die 8 years before he actually died. Years after he left basketball, he retired. He was going to die in a helicopter crash. Jason, how can you dispute this evidence? Well, a couple different ways. One, the media is like chicken bones at this point. There's so much of it. There is going to be stuff that matches. But here's my question. This is what you have to look at when we look at, and this is really going to be the bulk of this episode. We're really going to be ripping this stuff apart, ripping these conspiracy theories apart. If you believe in predictive programming, and that is the idea that the Illuminati, or whatever satanic group of the week is controlling the world, before they do something, they have to tell us they're going to do it. Stupid theory based on the idea that you can find clues in stuff. Stuff has to happen first, and then you can go backwards. My question one, go through, this is your homework if you believe in this, go through all media involving Kobe Bryant, and see if there are any other jokes about him dying in any other way. If there is, your argument is null and void. Absolutely. Two, what's the context of the joke in the cartoon? Three, was Kobe Bryant famously known for taking helicopters? Now, I'm not saying in the middle of the game, he's like, see you later, losers, and jumped in a helicopter and fly away. But traffic sucks in LA. Apparently, that is a normal thing for people who are wealthy enough to fly helicopters around LA. It's not like his first time ever flying in a helicopter. Let me say this too. This might sound kind of cruel, but because Kobe Bryant had a lot of other people in the helicopter who died, but who was more famous, Kobe Bryant or Michael Jackson? Now, Michael Jackson's death by the Illuminati, Michael Jackson being an enemy of the Illuminati, is long and storied. I've actually thought about doing an episode on it because there's this whole conspiracy theory that Michael Jackson was fighting against the Illuminati as much as he could, and all the child molestation allegations was them pushing back against his war against the Illuminati. That it was all made up, and he was fighting the elites. And they were hitting him where it hurt the most, which is being accused of being a child molester. So that's its a whole own episode, maybe. But that's a long, long conspiracy theory that's gone on for a long time. Is there any predictive programming involving his death? Was there a cartoon on Comedy Central where he's like, hee-hee, I'm going to die in my sleep, as a morally bankrupt doctor is pumping him full of opioids? Is that a thing that you can find? Is there like a predictive programming thing where they show Michael Jackson just slowly falling asleep and then choking on his own vomit, just stop breathing, and then there's a laugh track? No. Not that I know of. And Michael Jackson's career lasted longer than Kobe Bryant was alive. Michael Jackson's far more famous than Kobe Bryant. Always been linked to fighting the Illuminati. Been linked to being murdered by the Illuminati before his comeback tour. His first comeback tour, like he was a, he, after the first set of child molestation allegations, he was like, okay, that's done. He had this huge comeback tour ready. He did his big show in Madison Square Garden. It was considered equal to Elvis's comeback tour. Because Elvis was just a pop star. He went off for a while. He came back, gave this live performance, and then he became the legend. This Madison Square Garden show for Michael Jackson was considered, they're like, he's back. He's back. That show at Madison Square Garden, September 10th, 2001. So his story has been closely linked to fighting against the elites and the elites fighting back. Do I believe any of that? You'll have to wait for the episode that I might eventually do. But my point is that celebrities die all the time, and it's unfortunate. Absolutely unfortunate. I'm not trying to make light of any of this stuff. But if predictive programming is a thing, we should see it all the time. But Jason, The Simpsons, and 9/11, we should see it all the time. But Family Guy and the Boston Bomb, we should see it all the time. 3 or 4 or 10 or 15 events spread across 20 years is not all the time. If the Illuminati is as powerful as people make them out to be, and are taking out these people one by one, and that they have to show what they're going to do before they do it. If you believe that, all media should be predictive programming. That every piece of media should be a warning of a terrorist attack, a celebrity death. It all should be that, but it's not, because predictive programming is false. But let's look at some of these things that people are saying specifically about the death of Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant, I don't believe this, but some people, apparently people on 4chan, some of them, pretty rational people, some of them are nuts. Is Kobe Bryant a Satan worshiper? Now, apparently he's covered in tattoos. Can you believe that? A NBA basketball player covered in tattoos. I know I was shocked as well, but apparently some of these tattoos may look satanic. They're not, by the way. So, but apparently the person who posted this thread on the paranormal board of 4chan goes, oh, does this guy look like a saint worshiper? Look at these tattoos. Now, he didn't have like a giant pentagram on his stomach. On the back, it didn't say goat with a picture of an actual goat. Just a bunch of tattoos. He's a basketball player. This is how the post started off. Looking at his tattoos gives you the impression that Kobe Bryant sold his soul to Satan in order to achieve all that wealth and success in sport. And then some guy, it goes on for a while, and then some guy comments this. I love this. Kobe woke up at 3 a.m. every day to get as far as he did. Don't try to diminish his achievements just because you're an impotent dolt, which makes me think that this guy is actually an officer in the Empire. He's currently serving aboard a Star Destroyer. You dolt? People don't use that word enough. Just because you're an impotent dolt whose biggest accomplishment is jacking off 4 times in one day. First off, 5 times, sir. Secondly, if I sold my soul to... This is a good point, right? Because if I sold my soul to the devil, which I never would, it's not a good deal. But if I did, I would hope that I get all of the fame and success with none of the work, or very minimal work. Maybe I wake up every once in a while to go to the set of my talk show that's streaming on Netflix. Now watch me get a talk show streaming on Netflix, everyone's going to think I sold my soul to the devil. But let's say that I just wake up, go do a monologue, talk to some people. If I got a talk show on Netflix, the world definitely... We're living in a simulation at that point. It would be a terrible show, but you'd watch it. I would watch it. But anyways, the point is that I just interview Britney Spears every episode. The point is that I think it's implied by selling your soul to the devil, you don't have to do any work, right? That would suck to sell your soul to the devil. And you have to like work 80 hours a week to get anything done. You know, you already have my soul. At least give me some vacation time. But this guy says, listen, dude, Kobe Bryant woke up at 3 a.m. every day shooting hoops, practicing, building up his body and his mind to be a sports legend. And because he has tattoos, you think he's a saint worshiper. Now, reading that I laughed because I knew exactly what was going to come after reading that comment. I knew it. You might know it too. But if you don't, there's 2 ways that this could go. People would go, you're right. That doesn't make sense. He played basketball. He played it well. Played it hard. Practiced hard, probably didn't sell a soul to Satan. That's what a rational person would say. A rational person wouldn't be reading this thread in the first place, but that's what a rational person would think. An irrational person, and the way that this thread went after this guy's comment was, 3 a.m., well, that's the witch's hour. That's when Satan's is most powerful. So the fact that he woke up at 3 a.m. every morning actually proves he's a Satan worshiper. So thank you. You're the impotent dolt for not believing, for not seeing that connection. Why, I got a Comedy Central cartoon clip that I can show you. It'll prove everything to you. The thread then became, he's definitely a Satan worshiper because he wakes up at 3 a.m. You know why people believe 3 a.m. is the witch's hour? It's because apparently Jesus died at 3 p.m., so that makes that God's hour. As if God is relegated. He's like, whoop, no miracles until 3 p.m. As if the Holy Trinity has to wait. It's like 3:59. It's like, oh no, time's running out. Better do this miracle. Better do this world peace. Aw, sorry, guys. Better luck tomorrow. Apparently, so Jesus died at 3 p.m., which again, there's no reference to that in any sort of biblical text. Jesus was crucified at 3 p.m. or died at 3 p.m. That makes that God's hour. So the opposite of 3 p.m. is 3 a.m. That's where the witch's hour thing comes from. It's completely ridiculous. On multiple levels, one, if that was true, it would only be the opposite hour in Calgary where Jesus was crucified. So in America, it would be like 1 p.m. There'd be witches flying around, goblins jumping out of manholes and all sorts of stuff. Kobe Bryant practiced, and they're like, hey, that's weird. Why are you practicing at 1 p.m.? You'll see. His eyes glow red. Like, it's just stupid on its face. But the idea of there's an opposite hour. Like, why would God even believe? Why would God set up a system of time where he's like, yes, I will create a 24-hour day, but I will create 1 hour where I'm incredibly weak. And the forces of darkness will rise up. It'll also be the spookiest time. It'll be when there's no sun up, and Kobe Bryant will practice then as well. Like, why would you engineer something where you have a weakness? So the whole thing is ridiculous, but apparently Kobe Bryant practicing at 3 a.m. is proof not that he's a dedicated or was a dedicated basketball player. The fact that he was actually a saint worshiper. Also, there's this conspiracy theory. And this is going on right now. Super Bowl is going on right now. I'm going to take a huge assumption, and nothing dramatic has happened because nothing dramatic ever happens with this type of nonsense. But today, I'm recording this on February 2nd, 2020. There's a big thing that this is a palindrome number. It only happens once every 900 years. No matter what country you're in, it's a palindrome number. So, whatever. Yeah, it's a math. A lot of this stuff relies on math trickery. The lowest form of magic. You're like, oh, yeah, I picked a number and you guessed it to be 42 and you made me add and subtract and multiply stuff. And then you made me subtract everything from my number, leaving me with 0 and then add 42. Yay. Anyways, 2-2-2020. Super Bowl 54 happens on 2-2-2020. It's the 33rd day of the year. 333 days left in the year because it's a leap year. Kobe Bryant was ritually sacrificed, not my words. Ritually sacrificed 7 days before 2-2-2020. And then they also start talking about that Comedy Central cartoon. This is on 4chan as well. Whenever people throw these numbers out about this type of stuff, oh, it's 33 days in the year and 333 days. It's always the numbers they don't include. How many years have the 49ers been playing? How many years have the Kansas Chiefs been playing? Flaying, they're ripping the... They're like, I don't want to play them. They rip our flesh off. How many years have they been playing? What are all the numbers on the teams added up divided by 33? Does it get 33? All the number... If they include the number, it fits them. But if they don't include the number, it doesn't. How many miles away from San Francisco 49ers training camp to where the Super Bowl is being held at? You know what? All of these numbers that they just disregard. How old was Kobe Bryant times? How long has Trump been in office? If it matched, they'd be like, bam. So when people throw out numbers, you just go, well, what do these numbers match? Do these numbers match? And so on and so forth. But anyways, so do I think Kobe Bryant was killed by the Illuminati? No. Do I think that they predicted it on a Comedy Central cartoon? A coincidence? Sure. But again, I'd have to wonder if there are any other jokes ever made in the history of Kobe Bryant's career. Oh, and there was a tweet where it said Kobe Bryant's going to die in a helicopter crash. Again, that tweet came out like in 2012, around the same time as the cartoon. So I'm going to assume that Kobe Bryant has a history of flying in helicopters. If I died in a helicopter crash, it would be weird because other than the Carpenter Copter, a fictional vehicle, I never get in helicopters. So it would be weird if the media started making predictions. They were like, and before we end the nightly news, podcast host Jason Carpenter will die in a helicopter crash. See you tomorrow. That would be weird if I did. And I never flew in a helicopter. And the one time I did, it crashed. That would be odd. But someone has a history of taking helicopters all the time and saying, hey, I got to get there in time, fly through this fog bank, we'll get special permission to go through this fog bank, people are going to say, dude, that guy's going to die in a helicopter crash. Just like people say, dude, someday Jason's going to die in a car accident. Or I get this. Sometimes, Jason, one of these days you're going to get hit by a car walking down the street. I get that all the time because I walk all the time at night. And people can say that all the time. If I get hit by a car, they'll say, I told them. I told them. If I don't get hit by a car and I live a long life and I end up 80 years old dying in my sleep as I'm fighting two werewolves, I wake up just in time to shoot them in the brain and they fall on top of me and smother me. People will never remember predicting I almost died in a car crash, always saying I was going to have to die in a car crash. So it's just selective. But all that being said, I said people want to believe in this. People don't like to believe in accidents. People don't like to think about that stuff. So they're going with this Illuminati killed Kobe Bryant. There's also been references to killing him was a way to divert attention from the coronavirus. We'll get into that in a second. But let's build an actual conspiracy theory that I don't believe, but again shows how conspiracy theories work. Now, all this stuff about Kobe Bryant being a saint worshiper, Kobe Bryant being killed by the Illuminati, and I know I went over this briefly, but Kobe Bryant killed by the elite because they want to cover up the coronavirus, because that worked, right? No one's talking about that. That was another conspiracy theory that was floating around. Those are sexy conspiracy theories. They involve saint worshiping. They involve a faceless elite that's trying to destroy the world. Involves predictive programming. Here's a conspiracy theory for you. I don't believe it, but here's a conspiracy theory for you. Killed by the mob. Killed by the mob. Kobe Bryant either was supposed to fix a game. Not like recently, he was supposed to be involved. He's supposed to talk to some young sports athlete to try and get him to fix a game. Or maybe years ago, he's supposed to do something and the mob just checked their day planner and they're like, oh, we never got back of this guy. Mob killed him. Organized crime. There you go. That's a conspiracy theory. See, but you know, it's not sexy. That's the weird thing about it. Like, when you hear that, you're like, that's it? But wouldn't that be a thousand times more believable than a saint-worshipping elite group killed him 7 days before the Super Bowl for reasons and announced it in a cartoon, a Comedy Central cartoon? Or someone on the helicopter owed a lot of money to the mob, or Kobe Bryant turned down something. They're like, hey, we want you to do this criminal act. And he's like, no way, I'm Kobe Bryant. And I don't commit any criminal acts whatsoever. His eyes shift from side to side. The mob's like, we'll get you. Isn't that more believable conspiracy theory? But it's, again, it's funny. It's not sexy. I always talk about the conspiracy theory about Hillary Clinton eating babies, which to me is the funniest conspiracy theory. And I was thinking about it today. I thought, it almost seems like controlled opposition. It's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous on its face that it almost makes you disregard every other conspiracy theory involving Hillary Clinton. I heard the funniest thing today, the absolutely funniest thing today. I don't like to talk politics on the show, but I have stated in the past, I vote for whoever makes me laugh the most. Like, when I wake up, because I think it's all phony. I think local government is perfectly fine, but like national government, I think it's all phony. And each time the other side goes, we would never do that, and they had done that the previous administration. I've been seeing that since I started following politics back in the 80s. I love politics, but to me it's like professional wrestling. So I tend to vote for the person who will entertain me the most when I wake up every morning. I found out that, so here's the thing, let me back up here. So Hillary Clinton, there's a conspiracy theory that she eats babies, right? Her and Huma Abedin eat children. Now, that's just probably one of my favorite conspiracy theories out there right now. But it's totally just so nonsensical. It's almost like controlled opposition. Back in the 90s, they started the conspiracy theory of the Hillary Clinton body count, where there have been, I think, like 47, 48 people connected to the Clintons who have died under, to say the least, suspicious circumstances. Plane crashes, suicides with multiple bullet wounds in the head. Epstein has now become part of the Clinton body count. I think Trevor Noah asked her, so how did you kill Jeffrey Epstein? And she laughed, because it's such a common conspiracy theory, the Hillary Clinton body count, right? The Clintons, and Hillary Clinton specifically, will kill anyone who gets in her way. Now that Again, the eating babies thing, that's a ridiculous conspiracy theory. The Clinton body count is much more down to earth. It's not sexy. It's not super mysterious and doesn't involve reptilians taking over the White House. It just involves someone who may or may not be so ruthless in a quest for power that she's willing to assassinate anyone who comes anywhere near destroying her. Seth Rich is part of the Clinton body count. Okay, I heard this news the other day. And now I don't like to talk politics, but I do have to say this honestly. I may vote just out of based on my whole thing of voting on who would be the most entertaining for me. I almost can't pass this up if this is true. Hillary Clinton apparently might run for vice president. She might become someone's vice president. Now here's the thing. Somebody who has 48 bodies, possibly has 48 bodies under their belt, right? One just recently was Jeffrey Epstein. Okay. Do you know how big your balls would have to be to have her as your vice president? Like, just out of every morning you would wake up and wonder what Looney Tunes Tom and Jerry type contraption Hillary Clinton had built in the White House that day to kill the sitting president. Could you imagine being the Secret Service agent assigned to protect the president, knowing that the biggest, possibly the biggest threat to the president is the vice president? I just imagine every single day would be an episode of Tom and Jerry, where she is just constantly running around with a giant mallet, an axe, sticks of dynamite, whatever it would take. I honestly commend anyone who would have the balls to be the president when Hillary Clinton is a vice president. Because again, her eating babies, completely ridiculous conspiracy theory. Her basically eliminating opposition, that's far more believable. That's far more believable. And I would wake up every single day like it was Christmas, and the first thing I would do is run to the newspaper, run online, look it up, just to see what contraption she had built that failed. They're like, today the president went into the Rose Garden and slipped on a bunch of marbles, and nobody knows, and she's like in the bushes. That would be ballsy. That would be absolutely ballsy. So hopefully she runs. Hopefully she's somebody's vice president, because I would just, again, I'm not saying I would vote for anyone who picked her to be vice president, but I think there would be a collective gasp in America, and they'd be like, oh my, and she's just like, her shadow is, that whole, even the campaign, you'd be like, oh dude, is she gonna kill him? She gonna kill him before they even have the election? That would actually be pretty entertaining. Let's go ahead and move on to our next topic here. Our next topic. Now, we're leaving behind the story of Kobe Bryant. We're leaving behind all of those conspiracy theories. Right now, we are going to get into the coronavirus. Now, Shenanigans has hit me up before. I don't remember what specifically the story was. Let me look it up. You know, here's the thing. I'll be honest with you guys. I've recorded multiple versions of this episode now. I've probably been at it for probably about an hour and a half, honestly. I'm going to have to break this up into three episodes. I know you guys really want me to get, you're like, no, I'm afraid the coronavirus is going to kill me. Don't worry. We'll talk about that tomorrow. And we'll do the Hans thing tomorrow as well. The Kobe Bryant thing went on a lot longer than I thought it was going to. You know, but I apologize for that. It's funny, when I listen to podcasts, I don't mind that they continue on to the next day. What I don't like personally is pay the Patreon and you'll get to hear the rest of the story. So I'm going to make an oath to you. I'm never going to do that. That bugs me. But that being said, you can't pay money, but you can if you want. I do have a Patreon, but even if you don't, you'll have to wait till tomorrow. Or even if you do, you'll have to wait till tomorrow. Because I've tried cramming everything into one episode. It just doesn't work. So, you got your Kobe Bryant stuff. I know that's what you were all clamoring for. You got your Kobe Bryant stuff. And then tomorrow we'll talk about coronavirus and Hans. Hans Warmhat is back. And before you guys ask, I have no idea why he goes by the name Hans Wormhat now. I can't even begin to comprehend how that name, but Hans is back. Hans is back. He's better than ever. And again, a teaser for tomorrow, dude. He took the W. He got the win. I still don't believe in his conspiracy theories, but he definitely does now, because when it came down to in court, he got one of his most bizarre conspiracy theories verified. At least this court drama gave him so much ammunition that now I cannot wait for the next Hans Wormhat video. But anyways, so if you don't know who Hans Wormhat is, you can check out episode, what is it? I think it was in the 60s. It was a recent classics episode, Monkeys Don't Exist. I recommend listening to that episode. If you do know who Hans Wormhat is, we'll have to wait for tomorrow to explore that more. DeadRabbitRadio@gmail.com is going to be your email address. You can also hit us up at facebook.com/DeadRabbitRadio. Twitter is @DeadRabbitRadio. Dead Rabbit Radio is the daily paranormal conspiracy and true crime podcast. You don't have to listen to it every day, but I'm glad you listened to it today. Have a great one, guys. I'll see you tomorrow. Sorry for the tease, but it didn't work all as one episode. Have a great one, guys.